Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
All right, I have to apologize for getting your hopes up, because this is a moment of function for the Milton City Council. This is a moment where they kind of all mostly did the right thing and there wasn't any drama. I know. It's a bad episode. It's not the episode you're hoping for. But look, if I'm going to criticize, I got to give credit where credit is due. And they had, this is a little while ago. This was a couple weeks back, but I just had not had a chance to get to this. Very sad news. We did report this to you, that a member of the community in Milton, Al Bruton, is a black guy, and just because that had been connected to a lot of the activities that he was involved in, really good guy. Like, I didn't know him personally, but every time he'd come and say good things, it was interesting stuff, very knowledgeable, very active citizen, the kind of citizen that every city needs, right? And more than one of them. Well, he passed away, and very, very sad news. So Mayor Lindsay, trying to figure out what to do to honor him, says...
First item is the Al Bruton recognition item. Asked for this to be on the agenda to invite discussion because members of the public have brought forward several ideas. One of the ideas was to give him a posthumous key to the city. Another idea was to recognize him by naming, you know, a street after him. A portion of Mary Street was suggested. And I believe I had another suggestion, and y'all may have had other suggestions as well. I think someone actually had suggested naming the basketball courts after him.
Because that was a passion of his. So, yeah, all good suggestions. A street, a key to the city, basketball court naming. Mike Cusack?
I like the basketball court and Mary Street, personally.
You like both of those ideas?
I like all three of them, you know, the key to the city. But the basketball court, I think, is pretty fitting. You know, Mary Street, I don't know. I don't think there'd be a lot of pushback from the people on Mary Street.
The portion of Mary Street was the portion that leads up to the marker for the school.
Oh, okay.
So well, it was just funny. A portion of Mary Street.
Yeah, so the only question now, or really then, was, you know, well, which of the options for honoring this person do they want to follow? Marilyn Farrow?
Just that I understand that renaming even a portion of a street could entail an expense to the city. So I would be in favor of the basketball court naming that after him, and the posthumous key. It's a lovely idea.
You know, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Even if there is a cost, I mean, I don't mind a city council member asking for the cost, right? That's a fair question. How much is it going to cost to do this? Even if it's an obvious decision, how much would it cost? But sometimes it's worth the cost. You know, even if it costs some money to honor somebody, you know, the free things you get what you pay for, you know, maybe it's worth saying to some family that, hey, you know, your loved one was meaningful enough to this city that we're going to spend $500 or $1,000 on a thing to honor them. That, you know, I don't think that something has to be free in order for it to be the right thing. Gavin Hawthorne.
I think doing both the street and the basketball court. He was very, you know, involved, obviously, but he was very involved with that basketball court being constructed. So, you know, with the last meeting that we had, being approved to actually go ahead and get that started in December, I think that's an opportunity to, you know, to recognize him that way.
And Councilman Vance basically said the same thing.
Any idea is a great idea to honor Mr. Bruton. But I like the basketball courts as well.
Yeah, so basketball courts, a street, a key, Casey Powell.
I'm not opposed to anything that's been spoke about. I did have one other suggestion from former Councilman Lewis. And that would be to name these chambers in his honor.
I will tell you, you know, something that they did not mention, I know a lot of Milton folks listen to the show, and it just occurs to me right now, is you could do what the city of Pensacola did, which is name the open forum, the public forum, in honor of him. Because the public forum in Pensacola is named after a longtime citizen activist, Leroy Boyd. You could have the Al Bruton public forum would be another opportunity, and that would, I mean, do something cool that would be ongoing and people would notice it every time you have a meeting and remind people of his activism, but also cost you nothing. So it's almost the best of all worlds. Now, the sad part about this is they were trying to figure out what to do to honor Al Bruton. And then in the following week, Mayor Heather Lindsay gave a tragic update.
I wasn't sure if they would come. I meant to mention to you all.
Would the family be there?
Sooner. But, of course, we haven't had a meeting. But Larry Bruton contacted me this week, or I was talking to him about, you know, what would the family like? And Michelle, their sister Michelle, just died.
So they are in the process of another loss and grieving that. But the family does want to get together with the city and figure out a good way to honor Al Bruton. And, again, you know, I'm not saying you have to do one or the other. Just it occurred to me on the moment that what Pensacola did for Leroy Boyd would make sense to me to do for Al Bruton, to have the public forum named after him, kind of an honorary, you know, thing like that. So very good. And I'm sorry that today's episode is so helpful and genial and filled with decorum, but I have another one in just a second. Like, we had two different situations where the city of Milton did good work and came together and did the right stuff. We'll tell you about that in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Not much to speak about right now. We've got Tiger Point construction starting westbound at the Walmart, and it's continuing on as you go towards the movie theater, and it lets up right about as you get to the Oriole Beach Reserve there. If you have any traffic info, you can text us at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you have a company, you've got benefits because you have employees, you got to manage health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, payroll, all of that. Torgerson Causey, they are a comprehensive employee benefits agency, and this is what they do. It's not stuff most people who go into business like to do. That's why it's annoying to you, and also you maybe aren't good at it because it's not really your wheelhouse, but you can get them to help because they are good at it, and they like doing it, and they'd provide a great service. We started using them about 6 years ago here at Cat Country and News Radio, and they have been great. They gave us options we didn't know we had. They gave us customer service we didn't know was possible, and they've just basically made us super happy. So I'm very satisfied with them as a client, as somebody who uses them. Locally owned and operated for more than 20 years here, helping businesses just like yours. Have them come in and take a look at what you're doing and see if there's not a better way to do it. No cost for that. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. So since we're in the vicinity of praising the Milton City Council, here's another one. This did just happen a little bit more recently, but remember it was a sexual assault prevention awareness, and Mayor Heather Lindsay was talking about this in the context of the bench that they had put up at Whiting Field.
As we know, when someone is sexually assaulted, their liberty is taken away from them. And that loss of liberty can take a lifetime to recover from. So it's really important that we continue to raise awareness around this issue so we can help people get the education they need and the treatment they need.
It is a massive loss of freedom and can be a lifelong psychological trauma, absolutely.
If you're experiencing mental distress because of a sexual assault, you're going to be hampered in sharing your gifts with the world. You know, we're all here for reasons, at least that's what I believe.
So true.
And we're all here to share what we were born with and the skills that we develop in our lives. And when we experience sexual assault, we are limited sometimes, you know, in heartbreaking ways from actually being able to do what we were born to do.
That is so true. I mean, one of the great evils of evil like this is that it robs you, or can rob you, of, you know, what God intended you to do good in the world. And it's awful to think about how it does, very much because it makes, you know, hard for you to trust people, hard for you to feel comfortable and safe. I mean, all of the things that go along with being a victim of sexual assault. And, you know, what she was proposing was, hey, let's do a bench in the city of Milton like we did up at Whiting Field with information and awareness and, you know, just something for people who might not realize there's help out there for them to just be a help of some kind.
And so we could, as a public safety measure, have a bench that's dedicated in a park here in Milton that has contact information on that plaque that would give someone a chance to reach out for help. It might prompt someone who might not otherwise reach out.
So here's where it gets interesting. She's mentioning this. It's not an agenda item. This is just her and her mayoral comments toward the end of the meeting at the city council meeting. And she's asking the other folks, you know, hey, what do you think about this? And Mike Cusack's going to be the first voice you hear, and then Jeff Snow, and then Gavin Hawthorne.
So I would ask that council consider that expense at the agenda workshop. It would be something that we could do, too, to support what NAS Whiting Field is doing and reach the broader community here in Milton. That's my report.
Great idea.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Do we have to wait to the agenda workshop? Let's just do it now.
I'm good with it.
Could we do it for all city of Milton Park?
Why don't we ask staff to give us a cost and look at logistics on it?
There's no cost on sexual assault prevention awareness. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, that's Gavin Hawthorne and then Jeff Snow. And just like, you know, not just let's do it, but let's do it at all the parks. I mean, do it. If it's, you know, it's benches with information. No big deal, right?
Well, I didn't ask y'all to amend the agenda to make it an action item, so I feel a little bit guilty because I would tell y'all, hey, it's processed. Y'all are supposed to
It's an important item. Thanks for bringing it. I'll support it. Mike, if you make a motion.
A motion to approve it now for the bench.
And for the
we got the money for it.
Councilman Hawthorne, did you want to second that?
Yeah, I'll second.
Right. Councilman Cusack's made the motion, and Councilman Hawthorne has seconded it to fund the dedication of a bench in is it a particular park you wanted to mention, or do you?
For all city of Milton Park. So I think the message needs to be spread not to just one park, but to all parks.
Is that consistent with your motion, sir?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
I agree.
So just like that, in the city council meeting, they up and did it. I will stick up for Mayor Lindsay in part on this one, where any decision I think should take just a little bit of conversation, you know, just to get the costs right, just to make sure. But at the same time, who can really complain that they're putting a bench in the city parks? They're gonna decorate a bench, I guess. I don't know if they're gonna install, but you know, that they're gonna put that up for sexual assault prevention. Talk about a crucial informational item and just making sure that people are aware there's help out there for them. So just like that. City Council in Milton doing something all in harmony, all for the right cause, two times in a row, once regarding honoring Al Bruton and once making sure that victims or you know, people with sexual assault history in their lives, that they would have a resource out there. So much though I hate to say it, boringest episode ever, but I'll take it. 8:21 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and if you have a project that you're working on in your home and you need hardware supplies, you need hammers, tools, safety gear, whatever the case may be, Pensacola Hardware, great place to go for it. Look, they have been around since 1851, okay? And technology and hardware has changed since 1851, and they have been keeping on the cutting edge of that every single time, and not just with saws. I couldn't avoid it. Anyway, so they have been keeping up with technology in a way that solves your problem better than even 5 or 10 or 15 years ago might have done it. And the reason I say that is because a lot of times I know how it works. You get a problem in the home and you go to YouTube and you figure out how to solve it. And then you go to the hardware store and you buy your stuff because you know the guy at the hardware store is not going to know anything, at least probably not. But if you go to Pensacola Hardware, they know more than YouTube. Like, they know, they understand, they've been doing it, and they've been helping people build buildings and, you know, businesses and homes, and because that's their bread and butter is the actual construction industry. And so they have been helping that and helping it for, you know, more than 172 years. Like, it's amazing. So go there and ask for advice, and they'll give it to you. It'll be good advice. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for more than 172 years.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored in part by Data Revolution, the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes the AFSIA TechNet CyberCoast track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wired.com for tickets and event information.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watson deep downfield! Touchdown! FSU!
you!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone, picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy another evening downtown with friends and neighbors for another Gallery Night Pensacola Trick or Treat Edition. Check out the newest edition, Gallery Night's Market Zone at Government, across from Plaza Ferdinand. The Pensacola Lionfish Festival is Saturday and Sunday on Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. Enjoy the games, educational booths, art, fillet demos, and eat some lionfish. See PensacolaLionfishShootout.com. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
More news, more talk with Markley Van Kevin Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ow! Jeez, what was that for?
It doesn't matter. It's in the past.
I would swallow my pride, I would choke on the rinds, but the lack thereof would leave me empty inside. Swallow my doubt, turn it inside out, find nothing but faith in nothing.
Good morning, 826 News Radio 92.3. Another nice, crisp, what I think of as shorts and sweatshirt or sweater weather, which is my favorite time of the year. Because, you know, I don't know, it just is. I like this time of the year. The only thing for me as a Midwestern kid is I do miss the changing of the seasons.
Hmm.
I miss the changing and the pretty leaves, but right. You know, acceptable loss.
Yes,
I'll take that. Jake sitting in for Candy today with traffic on the fives. Jake,
all right. The only slowdown we have this morning to speak of is the Tiger Point construction westbound in front of the Walmart. There, it's going to stretch all the way past the movie theater, and it eases up at the Live Oaks Preserve. This traffic report is brought to you by your super agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. Traffic info, text it to 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, I know that for a lot of us, we deal with this problem of like our relatives, especially our parents, you know, they get older and they go through some changes and then, you know, we're not quite sure what to do with all of that because as they start to need help, you know, cooking, cleaning, driving, even sometimes just getting dressed or brushing their teeth and stuff like that. And, you know, nobody likes to think about that. They don't want to think about it. You don't want to think about it. Nobody likes to think about it. But you want them to get the help they need and live as independently as they possibly can. And that's what assisted living is all about. That's the situation where you maximize your independence and also get all the help they need, which is probably getting to be too much for you. Okay, or even the person you might have hired for in-home service, that's when you call assisted living locators. I've got a good friend, John Horton. He runs this organization for no charge. Okay, no charge to you. You call him, and he will help you figure out, is this right for my loved one? And also, which one? Because once you decide on it, then which one? Because there's like 30. You can't possibly go visit them all and really compare them. But he knows them all, and he'll help you figure, okay, here's the right price, here's the right culture, here's the activities that your loved one will best respond to. 712-0887 is John's phone number, or check him out online at assistedlivinglocators.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Andrew, looking at this live shot on Fox News right now, I don't know if you've been seeing this, but there's some huge protests, it looks like, going on outside the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon. So that's a situation we'll be following here throughout the day, I suppose. Prosecutors in New Mexico plan to recharge actor Alec Baldwin in connection to the deadly shooting on the set of the film Rust.
One source tells us that the case, which will be brought before a grand jury in mid-November, came together after prosecutors found new evidence that they believe connects Baldwin to recklessness around safety standards on the set.
That's NBC News' Chloe Malas. And this comes 5 months now after special prosecutors in the case dismissed charges against Baldwin. Two sources are telling NBC News that prosecutors had discussed a plea deal with Baldwin, but they rescinded that offer over the weekend. So we'll see what happens there. And the cost of health insurance continuing to go up. The Kaiser Family Health Foundation, released its annual employer health benefits survey today, and it shows the average cost for a family health insurance plan offered through an employer went up 7% this year. It's the highest rate increase in a decade now.
All right. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. And by the way, that is kind of chilling to watch the footage from Beirut. I mean, I do remember in 1983, you know, we had the attack there at the embassy in Beirut, killed, 32 Lebanese, 17 Americans, 14 visitors. I just, Bad things have happened in that part of the world over history, unfortunately. David, thanks so much for the update. 829 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, this is your chance. We got tickets to give away. I got tickets to go watch the FSU take on the Duke Blue Devils. Duke Blue Devils, that's going to be this Saturday, October 21st. You can go watch them. If you are caller number four, they are number four in the rankings right now, undefeated. So caller number four, 437-1620, wins a pair of tickets to go watch Duke Blue Devils playing at FSU and taking them on at the Doak this Saturday. What else do we have going on? Oh, a couple of announcements I guess we could make these. Barktoberfest, that is October 29th from 10 to 4 in Seville Square. A dog-friendly interactive day of things. Go to newsradio923.com for information.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
The United States stands with you.
President Biden in Tel Aviv, Israel, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for meetings about the war with Hamas terrorists in Gaza.
This will be a different kind of war because Hamas is a different kind of enemy.
President Biden also just met with some Israeli first responders. He said it does not appear that an explosion killing hundreds at a hospital in Gaza yesterday was caused by an Israeli airstrike. The Israeli military blames a rocket misfired by Palestinian militants. The House reconvenes at 11 a.m. for a second House Speaker vote. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan was 17 votes short yesterday. Virginia Republican Ben Klein tells Fox Business numbers will shift.
There are going to be some people who promised to support him on the first ballot who may come off. There are some people who voted a protest vote against him on the first ballot who will come on.
Some Republicans want Kevin McCarthy back as Speaker. Some think Steve Scalise got a raw deal being denied a vote on the House floor. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now, 55 degrees. It is partly cloudy right now in Pensacola this morning. Pensacola's downtown post office is going to be closing. Letters announcing that were placed into post office boxes at that branch recently. Now, according to the News Journal, the letters say the downtown office will be closing. The customers that receive their mail in a P.O. box there will need to change where their mail is sent. Mail going to the downtown post office will be switched over to the East Hill location, and that's over on North Davis Highway. They plan to install some P.O. boxes in the lobby at that location. Right now, it's not clear when the downtown office will be closing, but in the letter, November 11th was noted as a date to let them know if you wanted to move your box or close it. The city of Pensacola continuing to work on new recycling options in the city. And starting next month, they'll allow residents to drop off some of their recycling.
Your typical number two plastics, like you think about your 2-liter bottle, Coca-Cola or 20-ounce bottle, as well as your PET plastics, the heavier, which is your detergent bottles, milk jugs. Those are the two plastics we're taking.
Mayor D.C. Reeves says they'll also accept steel and aluminum cans as well as clean and broken down cardboard, but no pizza boxes. Starting November 4th, you can drop off recycling materials Saturdays between 7 and 3 at the city's public works and sanitation facilities on North Palafox. The Pensacola Little Theater joining that conversation on book banning with their newest play. According to the News Journal, the local actors will be performing Alabama Story. That's a play inspired by Emily Reed, who served as the Alabama State Librarian in 1959, fought with a state senator over the rabbit's wedding, a book banned over its depiction of a black rabbit marrying a white rabbit. The Pensacola Little Theater is running that play for 2 weekends, starting on Friday night. They'll also have free copies of the book available at that show. Santa Rosa County getting a $4.2 million grant for infrastructure improvements at Whiting Aviation Park. That award announced yesterday by Governor Ron DeSantis. It's through the State Job Growth Grant Fund. The money will be used to construct a helipad and a 2,800-foot taxiway, which will connect NAS Whiting Field to the Whiting Aviation Park. And over the summer, of course, Leonardo Helicopters broke ground on their 113,000-square-foot maintenance facility there. The state says that project is expected to create more than 150 new high-wage jobs here in the area. Well, it's a big time of year here in our area. The Pensacola Interstate Fair beginning tomorrow, and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office says they are absolutely ready to keep fairgoers and their families safe.
We're not going to play games with these people that are wanting to cause trouble at the fair, and we will address these matters as they come up.
Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons there, and he tells Channel 3 that at any given time, he'll have at least 40 deputies patrolling the fairgrounds. Some will be in uniform, some in plain clothes. Of course, there have been federal warnings of possible threats due to the Israel-Hamas war. Sheriff Simmons says they'll also be working with intelligence partners, but as of now, there have been no reported threats locally. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
We've got the Tiger Point construction traffic backed up really bad westbound in front of the Walmart, stretching all the way to the Live Oaks Naval Preserve. And that's really all we've got to look at this morning. This traffic report is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit madd.org. If you have any traffic info, text it in to 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful sunny day today with temperatures warming up near 74 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. For Thursday, 10% chance of a stray shower, otherwise partly cloudy skies with a high near 75. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 62. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 55 degrees in Pensacola, 58 in Gulf Breeze, 50 in Milton. And our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. Your money now this morning. The markets are down. The Dow's down 90.04 at 33,907.61. S&P 500 down 16.54 at 43,56.66. NASDAQ down 66.14 this morning at 13,467.61. The 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.87%. Our gold prices today up 27.30 at 1,963. Silver prices also up a bit today at 23.31. The first ever strike at casinos in Detroit is underway today. Casino workers walked off the job yesterday after not coming to terms on a new contract. Speaking of the automotive industry, General Motors now delaying electric pickup truck production due to a slow demand for electric vehicles. The company says a Detroit factory was scheduled to begin production next year, but now they'll be waiting until late 2025. And X users that open new accounts in the Philippines or New Zealand, well, they may be charged to use the site now. The social media platform, formerly known as Twitter, says they'll be charging a $1 annual fee aimed at combating bots. A post in the X Help Center says they've started testing the new program. It's called Not a Bot. It's designed to reduce spam and bot activity. 8:37, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing family. But no matter how many passengers you may have, there's a Volkswagen that'll fit you from Piedmore Imports. The all-new 2024 Jetta Sport. A sleek, compact sedan now from $24,385. The 2023 Taos S, a sporty crossover with a new lower price of $25,199. The 23 Tiguan S has a third row and now from $29,146. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven for everyone's comfort, the 2024 Atlas SE. Now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421, plus the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale prices before tax, title, and dealer fees. Discount on the new ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, And I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Shootings, beatings of those who attack. Indictments, incitement, fiction, or fact. Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack. Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
I admire your deductive processes.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Oh. Idiot.
Food fight!
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So, it's our time of the day when we talk about frivolous things. We talk about things that do not matter. At the same time, I should let you know, and we will, don't worry. But we are watching live from Beirut right now, where it looks to me like... So I don't want to go out and say for sure, but it looks like the Marines have come out of the embassy there. And or again, I don't want to ensure. I can't see any American flags on the uniform, so I can't be sure. But the military has now pushed back the protesters who were lobbing, looks like flashbangs and or fireworks and or maybe there was some burning that gone on the side of the building. So details are scant at this point, but. They basically came out and dispersed all the protesters who were firing not guns at, but they were doing the typical protester thing, which is just enough to not get shot, right? Throwing rocks and bricks and, you know, and lobbing other kinds of incendiaries and firing flare guns and things like that at the troops who have now dispersed them entirely. And I mentioned before that, you know, we had the bombing of the embassy that took place, you know, 40 years ago in April, but we also, and what I had meant to mention was we're 5 days away from the anniversary, the 40th anniversary of the Marine barracks bombing that killed 241 U.S. military personnel and 58 French. And we do know one thing is that these terrorist organizations, whatever else you might say about them, they have an overemphasis on dates in history. That seems to be very important to them. I do not know whether there'd be anything connected to that, but certainly, you know, pretty concerned level of alert coming up for Monday, which will be the 40th anniversary of the Marine barracks bombing there in Lebanon. So just, you know, we're kind of watching these things this morning. Meanwhile, we never want to take a moment to pass up a chance to have a little bit of fun, because that was really always the point of this, was a time in your day when you knew we wouldn't be doing anything other than just have some fun. So today's fun question, 437-1620, this is actually a listener suggestion. Denise put this one in, and I always appreciate that when people come up with their suggestions. This one's actually pretty straightforward. When you go to a restaurant, and you're the kind of person, let's say, that, you know, you like to season your food, do you taste it first? Or do you salt and pepper, or whatever you do, taste untasted? You know, sight unseen, taste untasted. 437-1620. Do you put the seasoning on even before you taste it? Your way of saying, no, I know this ain't going to be right. Or do you wait and taste it? Jake, when you go to a restaurant or somewhere else, do you season first, sight unseen, taste untasted, or do you wait and see?
I always taste it. Just from cooking, I always taste first before I add the salt. Yeah,
see, I'm the same way. And I think I'm not, well, you know what? Here's the problem is. Two things. Most of the eating I do is in the house, you know, my own cooking, and I've already tasted it, or I know that it's going to be good, right? And so I know what needs to be done to make it right. It's not a guess. And so if I'm adding salt to it, it's because I know I made it less salty than it should be, you know, or you know, something like that. But mostly because I've made it and I know it's good and it's to my standards. When I go to the restaurant, I always assume it's going to be good. To me, If it's wrong, it needs seasoning. Like, they haven't done it right. And so I'm presuming I shouldn't be going to this restaurant if I'm imposing my seasoning on the food they're preparing for me. We should just go to a better restaurant that makes better food. Mm-hmm. Then again, there are some people. I know my dad is like a salt everything because he had like his nose basically was messed up when he was a chemistry major in college. And so he needs it in order to taste stuff. But no, I don't do a lot of extra seasoning typically. I will wait. I will wait and see because they might have gotten it just right. And then if I add salt, you can't unadd the salt. And so that's no good.
My dad will put salt on top of a salad with ranch dressing.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Well, in his defense, if you take some of those like variety seasoned salt kinds of salad toppings that's actually really good.
That's true.
That's actually really good.
Mrs. Dash.
That's right. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody here says a city council member says, taste it. Respect the chef. I agree with that. That's right. Because, again, you know, you don't want to go too far. Somebody says, no, I never season it before I taste. You never know how the restaurant seasons their food. Somebody here says, oh, can I give you an exception to this, though? This is I think I'm not on the season at first train, but sometimes you know the seasoning itself is so good.
Right.
Red Robin. Their French fries seasoning,
yes,
which can also go on the burger. I'm just saying, it's not just for the French fries. Yeah. You know, you're going to want about a quarter inch layer of that. So that's right. Like the Parmesan cheese on the Italian food. Like, you know, you're going to want it. So why stop? Right.
Mix it in your tea.
That's exactly right. 437-1620. The expectations of the food should be seasoned already. Therefore, taste it first.
Right.
Pepper goes on all food other than desserts, then salt to taste. Okay. Interesting. Season it with Tony. Oh, I always mess this pronunciation. Kashiri? I don't know.
I've always heard sashiris or sashiris.
Okay. Well, there it is. You know what we're talking about now.
Yes.
Before tasting, because it will never be good enough without it. Somebody says, it depends on the restaurant. If it's a, I'm not going to season it if a place I don't like, but if I'm at a place that, or if it's at a place I like, I'm not going to season it. I don't want in the name. They're naming names, and I'm kind of working around the names.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to season it. But if I'm at a place where they don't do it right, I'm going to basically empty the salt shaker out on the hash browns. Like that. Somebody here says, I almost never season food at the table, and certainly not before I've tasted it. How rude. 437-1620. Jake Scott, traffic on the fives.
Not much to look at this morning. We do have the Tiger Point construction traffic backed up westbound in front of the Walmart all the way to the Preserve. And then they're doing some tree trimming on Scenic Highway north of Langley southbound, and that's starting to slow down. This traffic report is not brought to you by anybody. Text 437-1620 with your traffic tips. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you are 64 turning 65, you're going to make that conversion over to Medicare, which can seem a little bit, you know, like, what's going to happen? Nothing. It's going to be great. But if you don't know, it can seem like a stressful thing, right? You might not know what Medicare Advantage is. You might not know what, you know, supplement is. Medicaid, does that apply to you? Does it, you know? Okay, good questions. They have easy answers. You don't want my answers. You want Ricky Stewart's answers because she helps people with this all the time. People just like you going through this transformation. And I know you get phone calls. I know you get letters, and it can feel stressful because people are harassing you. Just give her a call, and she'll walk you right through it. Very easy. She's a super sweetheart, super patient. I mean, honestly, you're going to meet her and be like, Andrew, you said she was nice, but I didn't know she was that nice. Really, that's who she is. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. We're looking at some of this live footage coming out of Beirut, Lebanon, where the American Embassy has been amassing protesters there, presumably on the what seems likely to me to be false portrayal of the attack on the hospital is coming from Israel, when I think it was either done deliberately by Hamas or Islamic Jihad, or was a mistake, as the Israelis are claiming, by Islamic Jihad. But in any case, the Middle Easterners are not, you know, they don't buy that. They're protesting. So they're protesting the American embassy. American troops have come out, it looks like, from the embassy and in riot gear, pushed back the protesters significantly from the building. Good for them. That's right. Again, as we're 5 days away from the anniversary of the Beirut barracks bombing. And remember, back in April of this year was the 40th anniversary of the embassy bombing, too. So just there is some history here to keep in mind. 437-1620, the question of the day. Do you put seasoning on before you taste the food, or do you wait, taste, and then adapt appropriately? The general consensus has been wait. Somebody here says, unless it's pizza. Red pepper and Parmesan make everything better. You know, that's a fair point. Somebody here says legends, but I'm the same. I like the red pepper flakes. I sometimes put Parmesan, but I will still always taste the pizza because maybe they got a masterpiece on my plate. And I'm hoping for that. I mean, why else would I can cook food. I don't need you to cook food. I need you to make it good and, you know, make what I can't make. So Somebody here says, legend says, Henry Ford would not hire you if he was at a meal with you and you salted your food before tasting. I've heard that story. That's a cute story. That's true. No need for salt. Most restaurants oversalt their food to begin with. Somebody here says, I always thought that people who salt heavily were cokeheads. I worked at a bar. I was usually right. Now, I will tell you a story. This is, you have to take this as no mark against me, maybe except as a parenting deficiency.
Okay.
My middle son, Ethan, who is my cook, okay? And he is the one who cooks. He's the only one who likes to cook, really, and he's very good. He's my sous chef when we do Men Who Cook for the Pay Center for Girls. He loves hot sauce. Hot sauce to him is a food group. Well, actually, no. Hot sauce is three of the four food groups. So everything gets hot sauce. And for me, so I will serve him a steak, and he'll put hot sauce on it. And I'll serve him a jambalaya, which is fine. And he'll put hot sauce on it. And, I mean, it doesn't matter. Whatever I give him, he's put – I'm trying to remember what the thing is the other day. I mean, French fries, it doesn't matter. Everything gets hot sauce, okay? And I've had to really teach myself, he's not insulting you, Andrew. He's not insulting – because it feels like – he's saying that all the flavor, and I know it's not true because he loves my cooking, but it feels like what he's saying is, Dad, if only you cook better, you'd make it all with hot sauce. And, you know, I'm not going to, but it's just, you know, it's a funny one because, like I said, he's the eater. Like, he loves the food and the variety of food and the interesting flavors, but he just, you know, he's poisoned his own hot sauce palate because everything has got to have the hot sauce.
I have a friend that carries Tabasco in her purse.
Oh, no, she's not the only one, I'm sure. Yeah. Lots of other people, yeah. All right, so that was our frivolous topic for the day. And, yeah, the general consensus is wait. But if you do it otherwise, guess what? You're the one paying to do what you want. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Do you love your car? You love it? Love it? I mean, really, love it? Well, you know, if you don't, and if you're kind of annoyed at me for asking the question, listen, you deserve a car you love. I may be the only one to ever tell you that, but you do. You deserve a car. And more than that, to maybe, is you deserve a car that you don't fear. You know, you deserve a car that you don't, like, regret having to get into every day. Oh, man, hope it works. Oh, man, hope it does. You know, and all day, like, you're driving around, like, man. Okay, if that's you, do better. Treat yourself. You know, go to Frontier Motors and look around and see what they've got. Make an adult decision based on information. See three or four different cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, whatever you like, sports car, and then you'll have good information. You can make an adult decision about what's right for your budget. But the short version is, you know, you get to a point where you're spending, you know, $600 to $800 every 6 to 12 months on that car that is supposed to save you money over the other car that you don't buy, right? But at a certain point, it costs more to keep the old car. And let's be honest, it sucks to drive. So, you know, get one you like to drive, maybe save money in the process, get one that's reliable, and treat yourself. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
This year's WSRE Wine and Food Classic will pay tribute to the legendary chefs of PBS and celebrate rising stars like the final three from The Great American Recipe. Now's the time to get your tickets for a legendary dinner in the WSRE Amos Studio on October 14th and for the 33rd annual Walkabout Tasting on October 21st at the SCI Building in downtown Pensacola. Go to WSRE.org for tickets and event details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Doctors, those that'll tell don't know, and those that know won't tell.
Two down, six in a row for Kelly. Back to the top of the order now in Schwarber. And he sends that one to right, hit deep. Carroll turns, and it's gone! A line drive home run. Kyle Schwarber is second in as many games. 2-0 Phillies.
I'm trying to tell you, Kyle Schwarber is the guy you don't want to face. And he's such a powerful hitter, and he's such a scary person to have up first in the order. And, you know, it's kind of outside of the traditional, like, put your power hitter third. Of course, they got Bryce Harper third for the Phillies. But, you know, the old rule was fourth in cleanup. And then Tony La Russa changed that by putting Pujols third. The idea was get him up in the first inning. That you can't get out of the first inning without facing our worst hitter, plus our best hitter. Plus, you might get him up an extra time in the game if he's earlier in the order. So typically, three has now become the power hole. But, you know, one for Kyle Schwarber makes sense, and he is fearsome. That was his 17th all-time postseason home run last night in the 10-0 blowout by the Phillies against the Diamondbacks. And he hit another one in the sixth inning.
Schwarber, a high drive into right center. He's watching. It's flying. Goodbye. Schwarber strikes again. 3-0 Phillies.
And he's been in the postseason with different teams. 18. That now ties Reggie Jackson for all time with left-handers. And he's tied for seventh on a list that includes a whole bunch of names, you know, like Bernie Williams and Jose Altuve and Manny Ramirez. And, you know, some of this is luck. Albert Pujols is fifth on that list and George Springer. You got to get a little bit lucky to get your team in enough postseason games to do well at this. And he's not done, right? They're probably going to win this series, be in the World Series. So, yeah, I would think he's going to obliterate that 18 this year. Traffic on the fives now with Jake. Jake?
Yeah, those Philadelphians really scored a lot of goals in that baseball match.
Well done.
Yes, well done. That's how much I know about
You're as knowledgeable as the principal in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Exactly. Tiger Point construction traffic backed up westbound in front of the Walmart like every morning. And utility crews are trimming some trees on Scenic Highway southbound just north of Langley. So please use caution in that area. Traffic info, you can text us at 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. 857 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh, if you're thinking of buying or selling a home, you know, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they're fabulous. They do this often, but they make you feel like you're the only person they're dealing with at a time. I don't know how they do it, but it's true. I hear this repeatedly. And she has a team around her. It's not just her. It's a whole team. People that are like-minded and, as I like to say, like-hearted. You know, they think about you the same way. Dylan Smith, a review online at the Leavenrinke Realty site by Kelly, says, Dylan Smith is by far the greatest realtor I've ever had. Not only helped me get my home, but helped me understand the whole process of becoming a homeowner along the way. When I called, he was available. If not, he'd get right back to me, and he did. I really don't know when he even sleeps because he seems to be so dedicated to his work, treating me like I was his own family, helping me find my forever home, and I truly couldn't be more grateful. If you want a realtor with excellent care and communication skills, Dylan is your guy. And that's the point is, you know, I know that Christina has such a high standard that when she surrounded herself with other people that work with her, they're going to be as good as she is. I mean, that you just know that's the truth. People who are passionate about real estate and knowledgeable and will take care of you, whatever your need is. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. All right, quick future news here, Jake. Will we solve the Speaker of the House question today?
I'll go with you this time. I'm the optimist. Yes, they'll get one.
So I switch. I'm now a no. I don't have any idea what's going to happen. Maybe because of that, we'll go, McCarthy's coming back. Who knows, right? Could be Matt Gaetz for Speaker. Probably not. Will people stop being on Twitter at $1 a year?
No.
No, I wouldn't think that would matter.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.